USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It sounds like the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be back on. The president talking with Japan's prime minister and the White House said they talk about that upcoming meeting, one which the president canceled after North Korea took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence last week. Strong winds and heavy rain pound parts of Florida on Memorial Day as subtropical storm Alberto makes landfall. Flooding, tornadoes, and storm surges all concerns, and Laguna Beach could get up to a half foot of rain by Monday night. Flooding's expected to be an issue up the panhandle into Alabama and western Georgia. The president delivering a short Memorial Day message after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
We're gathered here on the sacred soil to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
The president promising to never forget our nation's heroes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Crews search for a National Guardsman who went missing in Maryland during massive flooding on Monday. Police Chief Gary Gardner saying
he was at a restaurant on Main Street, Lapa-Lapa, with some other folks trying to hold a door. From the water trying to come in.
The flooding in Ellicott City sweeping away cars and wrecking buildings. Two TV station employees have died while covering strong storms in North Carolina. Mike McCormick and Aaron Schmelzer worked for WYFF-TV, covering those storms in Polk County when a tree fell on their SUV. Officials in Hawaii say lava from the Kilauea volcanoes made its way to the Puna Geothermal Venture power plant, and it could impact another one. The Civil Defense Agency keeping a close eye on the plants and don't anticipate any dangerous gases to be released because crews prepared for the lava ahead of time. Former President George H.W. Bush back in the hospital where he's been all weekend after suffering low blood pressure and fatigue after a Memorial Day event in Maine. A spokesperson for the former president says the 93-year-old's doing fine. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo releases a critical report on Tuesday morning regarding the state of religious freedom around the world.
Religious freedom around the world has taken on a higher significance since President Trump took office than during the 8 years of the Obama administration. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will join with Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, to release the report that will detail the status of religious freedom in nearly 200 foreign countries. The report will also describe U.S. actions and policies in support of religious freedom worldwide. I'm John Clemens.
Thousands of Catholics pour into eastern New Mexico to witness what some are saying is a miracle.
Parishioners like this one of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Hobbs, New Mexico, say starting last Sunday, they witnessed a statue of the Virgin Mary shedding tears.
You notice that a lot of people were coming up to Our Lady and started, you know, touching her, and that's when everybody started noticing that she was weeping.
Church officials say more than 4,000 people have visited the church in the past few days after the statue did appear to start crying during Mass. The pastor of the church says
you can even get a scent of her presence. You can smell roses in her tears.
Now church officials want the Catholic diocese to investigate what they say is obviously a miracle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster. This is USA Radio News.